From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A series of simultaneous militant attacks across the Pakistani city of Lahore today left at least 25 people dead. Pakistani Taliban staged three separate attacks on various police installations. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Officials say that five militants dressed in black police uniforms stormed their way onto the compound of the Elite Force Command. Recruits there are trained to repel precisely the sort of attack that struck the complex today. The major general whose forces neutralized the siege said fast-acting snipers killed two of the militants while the other three blew themselves up. An attack on the federal investigative agency that left four FIA officials dead was the second assault there in 18 months. In the third attack, four extremists attempting to lay siege to a police academy were killed, but not before blowing up six policemen. Authorities initially said that more than 20 militants were part of what is the most daring wave of terror attacks in a stream that began 10 days ago. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The man at the center of an alleged plot to bomb targets in New York City allegedly contacted one of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
NPR has confirmed that Denver shuttle bus driver Najibullah Zazi allegedly used an intermediary to contact one of Osama bin Laden's right-hand men, Mustafa el-Yazid. El-Yazid is thought to be al-Qaeda's chief operative in Afghanistan, and the link was first reported by the Associated Press and was confirmed by NPR. While officials declined to say exactly what information allegedly passed between the two men, the possibility that Zazi might have actually made contact with a top al-Qaeda operative is important. The question is whether top al-Qaeda leaders had a hand in any suspected plot. FBI officials say Zazi admitted to attending an al-Qaeda camp. He said he got explosives training, but he's denied ever wanting to put that training to use. He's being held without bail in New York. He's pleaded not guilty. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says that leading the effort to create a final Senate health care overhaul bill will be a balancing act. And he adds that in a Democratic system, no bill will please everyone, but says action is needed nevertheless.
Neither I nor any other senator has the luxury of passing a perfect bill. I wish we could. That conforms exactly to his or her beliefs. But we must act, and we will act, to pass a bill that makes a positive difference in the lives of the American people.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has restated his position that Republicans will not allow any health care overhaul bill to be rushed through Congress. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 9 points at 10,007, the Nasdaq down 4, the S&P 500 down 2. This is NPR News. Bruce Wasserstein, one of the great Wall Street dealmakers, is dead at 61. Wasserstein helped to develop the hostile takeover and was head of the investment banking firm Lazard. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Wasserstein helped engineer some of the biggest deals of the past several decades. In the late 1980s, he advised Kohlberg Kravis Roberts on its takeover of RJR Nabisco. The battle for the company was chronicled in the bestseller Barbarians at the Gate. In 1990, he helped structure the merger of Time Inc. and Warner Brothers. Wasserstein used some of his fortune to buy media properties, including New York Magazine. He was a graduate of Harvard Law and Harvard Business Schools. Wasserstein joined Lazard in 2002. The company's board of directors named Vice Chairman Stephen J. Golub as interim CEO. Wasserstein was hospitalized several days ago with an irregular heartbeat. Lazard said an exact cause of death has not yet been determined. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The brokerage house Charles Schwab says its profit declined more than a third in its latest quarter as trading volume dropped. Schwab says it did attract $20 billion in new client assets, but despite that, it earned $200 million in the quarter compared to $304 million a year before. Two big banks have reported results. Goldman Sachs missed expectations for its latest quarter, but still earned $3 billion a year after the financial system meltdown hit its nadir. Citigroup, one of many banks bailed out by the government, says continued loan defaults dragged it to a loss of more than $3 billion in its most recent quarter. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.